This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Amazon Music Unlimited. To find out how you can get a trial of Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days, keep listening to this podcast. Coming up on episode number 1370, a couple tributes for today's show. Nancy Griffith, singer-songwriter from Austin, Texas and Nashville, Tennessee, passed away earlier this month. And last week we lost Don Everly, the last remaining Everly brother. We're going to have a special show paying tribute to both of those artists with a crossover. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday morning. A little bit of a TMS snafu, so I decided I'd do TMS this morning. And it's something I wasn't prepared to do, but I am rolling with the punches just perfectly here. Hey, greetings. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another tribute episode, because we've lost quite a few musicians in the last couple weeks. Charlie Watts passed away a couple days ago, and I didn't have time to put together a Rolling Stones tribute, but we will do something like that after vacation. The tributes we are going to do today are for Don Everly from the Everly Brothers and Nancy Griffith, a singer-songwriter from Nashville, frequent guest on Austin City Limits, and just an amazing performer, amazing vocalist. We'll get to her later on the show. Let's start things off with what I mentioned a minute ago. Don Everly passed away, and he and his brother Phil, of course, were the Everly Brothers. Let's go with one of their biggest hits to start off the show here. Here is the band Ruth from the EMI Film and TV Covers Collection from 2010, All I Have to Do Is Dream.
Whenever is bound to break my heart in two. I declare it happens every time. I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved, baby? Oh, when will I be loved? When will I want to be loved, baby? Yeah, I ain't when.
Trail. Her daddy wants to ride me out of town on the rail. I hope I'll be around when Jenny gets out of jail. Poor Jenny.
Great stuff.
We've always loved the Kalin twins.
Bye.
Wake Up Little Susie, that one by Susie Quattro. Yeah, she's woken up just fine. Susie Quattro, 1977, almost a member, or maybe for a brief time, was a member of the Runaways before their first album, before they hit it big with their self-titled solo debut. Joan Jett, Sherry Curie, Lita Ford. Can I remember all of them? Jackie Blue. No, not Jackie Blue. That's an Ozark Mountain Daredevil song. Anyway, Susie Quattro, one of those contemporaries of all those artists I just mentioned, went solo and recorded that on her 1977 album, Agrophobia, which just got released, remastered back in 2017. Some classic 70s rock for you. Wake Up Little Susie, covered by Susie Quattro. Before that, Nico Case with a cover of Bowling Green. That one from a tribute collection called Before the Gold Rush, came out in 2008, covering a great deeper cut of the Everly Brothers, a song that maybe you haven't heard before. It's a fun one. Rock Pile before that. More specifically, that is Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe, a couple of members of Rock Pile, who added on to the Seconds of Pleasure album back in 1980 with a set of 5 or 6 live tracks recorded in the studio where they covered Everly Brothers. Did great job covering some really cool Everly Brothers tracks. Tacked that onto the end of Seconds of Pleasure. So when you bought the vinyl back in 1980, you actually had a bonus single that came along with it. Of course, in this day and age and the previous day and age on CDs, it was just tacked onto the end of the CD. And when you buy it digitally, you get all that stuff now. Rock Pile, Dave Edmonds, Nick Lowe with a cover of Poor Jenny by the Everly Brothers. The Chapin Sisters before that with a cover of Kathy's Clown. I don't have the liner notes for that one, but I am willing to bet that that's Zooey Deschanel joining them on harmony vocals for that one. Came out on their album A Date with the Everly Brothers, in which, of course, as you can guess, they also cover all Everly Brothers tracks. Came out in 2013, and coincidentally, A Date with the Other Everly Brothers, the name of the Everly Brothers album that I think that song first appeared on. So they actually just continue to use the album name. Manfred Mann before that. You could get that doo-wah diddy diddy sound now that you hear it, right? When Will I Be Loved? That one from his Machines EP from 1966. And we start things off with a rocker, a version of All I Have to Do Is Dream by the band Ruth that they recorded for EMI Film and TV Covers back in 2010. We'll be back with more of the Everly Brothers here in just a second, but before we get to that, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's episode. That sponsor is Amazon Music Unlimited. Now, let's, you know, obviously Music Unlimited. It tells you right there in the name what you're getting, but let's put that on hold. We're going to back burner the unlimited music for just a second to talk about something else. You're listening right now to a podcast. You know that. You're aware of that, right? You're here for the podcast. Did you know that Amazon Music Unlimited has podcasts too? Not just the music and the playlists and all that stuff you get there, but also podcasts, which means that when you're listening to your Echo devices, when you tell Alexa to play a podcast, she's pulling it from Amazon Music Unlimited. You can hear this episode of Coverville as part of Amazon Music Unlimited. And that's just one of the great things you get as part of Amazon Music Unlimited. Listen, they've got 10 million free podcast episodes that you can listen to. But of course, the music, right? There's also the music. Over 75 million songs available on Amazon Music Unlimited, as well as, like I say, podcast, music videos, and more. And it's all on demand. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline, with unlimited skips. So I've been using Amazon Music Unlimited for a while now, and I love it. Number one, using it on my bike rides, the training bike rides I was doing for the MS-150. Great to have all that music at my fingertips, and even to be able to say, oh, so-and-so's got a brand new album? Awesome, let's listen to that while I ride. But these days, since the ride, I've been using it on the back patio. We've been getting some beautiful sunsets here in Colorado lately, and so we'll sit on the back patio, glass of wine, Bluetooth speaker, and from my phone I'll be playing Amazon Music Unlimited. Sometimes I'll just be shuffling, other times I'll be picking some new playlist that I've discovered through some of my favorite tracks, saying, oh, that's on this playlist? Great, let's listen to all these playlists. That's just a couple of the ways you can enjoy Amazon Music Unlimited in the car, at home, on the go. Check out Amazon Music Unlimited. Listen, if you've never tried it, now's the perfect time to do it. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card required. You don't need to give them a credit card. Just try it. Go to amazon.com/CovervillePod. That's amazon.com/CovervillePod to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/CovervillePod. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply. And we thank Amazon for their support of the show. Let's get back to the music here, and this is one that you may not have realized was an Everly Brothers original, because another band took it and had a huge hit within the 70s and really did make it their own. I'm talking about the band Nazareth. They released the song Love Hurts and did such a great job with it that there are people out there who don't know that it's an Everly Brothers original. Let's listen to a cover by the Darren Smith Band. This is from the 2005 album Keep the Spirit Alive. Love Hurts.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds, it hurts. shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. It's a dear one who's weathered my sorrows. 'Tis that silver hair, daddy of mine. If I could recall your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver hair. grant me the
a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
Is it any wonder? sad to watch good love go bad. So sad to watch good love go bad.
Price of Love, The Insiders from Tributes from 2009. Another deep cut, another deep cut Everly Brothers song. Besides that, you had So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad. Jeff Lynne, if you were getting some ELO vibes from that one, that's why. He came out with an album a few years ago called Long Wave, which featured a bunch of great covers on there. Jeff Lynne, without the rest of ELO. Great solo album from Jeff Lynne. Bye Bye Love, of course, a classic Everly Brothers track, covered by the Olsen Brothers from their Celebration album from 2005. Aha, right before that, yeah, Aha, from their 1990 album East of the Sun, West of the Moon, with a cover of Crying in the Rain. A classic song that is just so beautiful coming out of Morton Harkett's mouth. He's just really, really injects some amazing soul in there. And if you wrote Aha off as just an 80s one or two hit wonder, you really need to give them another shot. Their later albums are just amazing. Before that was Billy Joe and Nora. Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones Back in 2013, they released an album called Foreverly, and of course, Everly Brothers covers on that one as well. Their vocals just mesh so beautifully together. Their harmonizations are absolutely amazing, and you would not initially recognize that as Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine was the track I pulled from that 2013 album. Darren Smith Band before that with a cover of Love Hurts, a little bit closer to the Nazareth cover than the Everly Brothers original, but that one came out in 2005 on their album Keep the Spirit Alive. Tribute there to Don Everly. Now, kind of continuing on that same line, Nancy Griffith, also doing a tribute for her today. And there's a little bit of a crossover because on her album Other Voices 2 from 1993, she does a cover of the Everly Brothers' Walk Right Back. So as we segue into a set of covers by Nancy Griffith, let's start off with a cover she did of the Everly Brothers. Here's Walk Right Back.
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old. That burns within my heart for you, the good times we had before you went away. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. These eyes of mine that gave you loving glances once before changed to shades of cloudy gray. I want so very much to see you just like before. I gotta know you're coming back to stay. Say it's great to hear from you, but there's a lot of things a letter just can't say. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
Well, there's four who share the room, and we work hard for the crack. Sleeping late on Sundays, and we never get to Mass. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. I promised my letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. And it almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I'd promised I'd be coming home with pockets full of green. And the only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. But sort of heals the pain a bit and levels out my thinking. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way and it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Sometimes hear a fiddle play. Maybe it's just a notion. I see the white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. A long, long way from Clare to here. A long, long way from Clare.
Thank you.
Missoula, where the Black Hills know your name. Is the snow piled high around your window frame? Is there enough frost left to write our names upon the pane? Are you sleeping now? It's midnight in Missoula. Are you sleeping now? It's midnight in Missoula. I am down in Rio where I cannot find the sky. A savior on the mountaintop has taught my soul to fly. I'm singing Gershwin and children's lullabies and wondering of you and if you're sleeping in Missoula tonight. Oh, 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 oh. Are you sleeping? It's midnight in Missoula. Are you sleeping now? It's midnight in Missoula. I'd love to climb your hilltop and look out upon Missoula lights. Sing Samuel Barber melodies with your viola. Black Hills know your name. Is the snow piled high around your window frame? Is there enough frost left to write our names upon the pane? Are you sleeping now? It's midnight in Missoula. Are you sleeping now?
Midnight in Missoula by Eliza Gilkson. That one from the Down at the Sea Hotel. Of course, the original version by Nancy Griffith. Beautiful tune right there by Eliza. You know, Nancy was as big with her covers as she was with her originals. Did a lot of recordings of other people's music, but was an incredible singer-songwriter in her own right, and Midnight Missoula is a great example of that. For a while, she toured with the Crickets, Buddy Holly's band, and it's probably why she covered I Fought the Law, that one originally by the Bobby Fuller Four and the Crickets. Actually, I'll take that back. Originally by the Crickets, but popularized by the Bobby Fuller Four. But also, earlier you heard Billy Joe Armstrong and Green Day covered I Fought the Law, notably as well. 1994 is when that version came out on Blue Roses from the Moons, that version of I Fought the Law, featuring Nancy Griffith. Duke Special before that, a cover of From Claire to Here, that one from Little Revolutions from 2008, a song that was originally done by Nancy with Ralph McTell. beautiful duet there. Walk Right Back by Nancy Griffith, a cover of the Everly Brothers from her Other Voices 2 album from 1993. And that is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Taking a couple weeks off from the show, doing a little bit of traveling, and unfortunately not going to be able to do the show until middle of September. So the 16th of September will be the next episode of Coverville. So take this opportunity to go check out Amazon Music Unlimited or go back in the archives of Coverville. Listen to some shows that you might have missed. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. This is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.